Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, it is Tom Lavero, sports columnist at the Washington Times. You know, Tom, years ago when Ted Leonsis took over, first the Wizards and then the Capitals, and he did a lot of stuff, was fan-friendly, he was revered, and man, he's taken a beating of late. How do you see this whole monumental to Alexandria thing and Ted Leonsis' role?
Well, I mean, I think he's taken a beating because he seriously underestimated the road he would have to go down to get this thing done. And, you know, part of that is his arrogance. He's got, I mean, you know, when he speaks, I said in my column today, he sounds like he's handing down commandments from Mount America Online, you know? And I don't know how they thought that getting a project like this through a Democratic legislature with a Republican governor was going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
is that the part that he underestimated the most, or is it the citizen sort of uprising against him?
Well, you know what? It's funny. They didn't even get to the NIMBY part. They didn't even get to the part where the citizens would fight. They'd have the first the state would have to approve it. I mean, the citizens uprising, you know, they rose up now and they were very vocal, and Ted found himself in a very interesting back and forth public relations battle with them. But they didn't even get to the Alexandria public hearings, people lining up to speak out against it part. So, I mean, you know, that would have been a whole battle in itself. But I think this time it was just he underestimated what was ahead for them to do something like this. He thought this was a great idea, and he was kind of amazed that nobody else did either.
Tom, another benefit that Ted had for so many years in this town was he had the shield of Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder was so hated and reviled and detested by everybody in town that he could just operate however he wanted. Now, with Snyder gone and a new regime in place for the Commanders, no longer is Dan Snyder the whipping boy here for everybody in Washington. He's gone. He's out of the picture.
Yeah, there's no cover anymore, and it's a good thing Ted won that Stanley Cup in 2018, or else I think it'd be a lot worse. His basketball team, since he took over the team in 2010, has continued to be – he inherited a disaster of a basketball team, and he's done nothing to really, you know, make it better. He's tried, I'm sure, in his mind, he's tried, but the basketball team is – I mean, here we are about to end the LeBron era in the NBA, and the Wizards, who haven't been good since before the Magic, you know, Bird era, are still in the same place. I think the fact that the basketball team is so bad hurts them a lot.
certainly doesn't help. If you had to predict what happens first, will the Commanders have a new stadium or will Ted figure it out and build a new arena?
I think the Commanders will have a new stadium, but I don't think it's going to be in D.C.
Where do you think it's going to be?
I think they're going to put it right next door to where they are now.
Uh-huh. They're going to stay in Prince George's County.
What about the?
I think that's the path of least resistance for them, which I think is what it's going to come down. Look, the Bears this morning announced they're building a new Soldier Field right next to the old Soldier Field.
Right.
You know, it's typically the easiest way for these teams to get things done. And, you know, I think in the district, you're going to face a tough battle with the city council. You're going to face an even tougher battle with the people in that neighborhood, speaking of the NIMBY factor. And I just think that cost-wise, you know, it'll be easier for them just to stay where they are. And I think that's going to be a factor because, you know, we don't expect this team to spend a lot of money in free agency. I'll be surprised if they do this year, even though they have the money. And part of that is I think they don't have a lot of money anymore. It took all they could to get to buy the team. They're strapped with a stadium that they're putting millions of dollars in improvements with at this point. And I'm not sure they have the money to really build a new stadium in the district.
We're just getting back to Ted for a second. Where do you stand on just sort of the idea that, you know, he wants a new state, that he doesn't like, you know, his deal there or his arena, and he wants to have a more modern spot with more acreage and all that? Do you blame Ted for looking elsewhere outside of the – a lot of people feel like he has this duty to keep the team in D.C. Personally, I don't think he has to do that. I wonder where you stand on that.
Well, the district mates handled him terribly. He really, really mismanaged the whole thing from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about wooing the Commanders there, but you've got to take care of the teams that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do enough to take care of Ted. I still think it's possible for him to, with assistance from the city, to renovate the Capital One Arena where it is now, and even expand it. You've got right across the street, I think you've got the old Metro building. I don't know if Metro is still there, but I think the opportunity is there to do what Ted wants where he is. And I think the city needs to offer, you know, their help to help him do that. I think, you know, they caught a break here. I think they need to take advantage of it.
You know, now just shuffling back to the Commanders in the draft and free agency and say you don't think that they're going to spend a lot of money. How do you kind of surmise the Rivera era when you look at the roster now? We're kind of debating back and forth and talking to different people about it. I think it's as bad a roster as I can imagine. Like, I just don't remember having so many holes. I mean, at the end of the day, what are we going to remember the Ron Rivera era for?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad roster. It's not as bad as when Shanahan took over in 2010.
Is that right?
I don't think it is. And I think Mike, I actually underestimated how bad the roster was that he was taking over.
Grossman roster?
That's even before that. He didn't even have a quarterback in 2010. That's why he went along with the trade for Donovan McNabb. It wasn't his idea. He wasn't crazy about it. But I think the story was he couldn't get Mark Bolger out of retirement.
Right.
And he didn't really have a quarterback. Nobody.
Because the year before was what? Jason Campbell and Todd Collins.
Yeah. So, I think that was worse. But, yeah, the Rivera era is going to be remembered. People are sympathetic, rightfully so, because he had to go through a lot personally. In his battle with cancer, people will respect him for being the face of the franchise through some difficult times that his owner had put the team through. But football-wise, it's been a massive failure.
Hmm. Well, so we were talking about who would be the building blocks currently on the team. So before you have the draft and before you add via free agency, who are do you think the stalwarts? We said, all right, you got your defensive lineman in Payne and Allen. You got Terry McLaurin. Cosme looks like he's a really good offensive lineman at guard. Maybe you make an argument for Dotson and Robinson. What do you see on the current roster that maybe better coaching could help?
Well, I don't know. I agree with you on Cosme. I think they're lucky to have that kid. And they make sure that so many linemen who have left, they better not lose him. I think Brian Robinson is one of the building blocks as well. Mm. It was just so frustrating to watch his lack of use last year in this Bieniemy offense. It was ridiculous. He's a horse. You know, he can carry that team down the field. So I think those guys, like you mentioned, those guys, and I think Robinson is a big part of it as well.
Have you bothered to like take a gander at highlights and try to gather an opinion on who you think would be your favorite quarterback if you were picking at two?
You see, I'm not smart enough to do that. I mean, I can look at a film and watch guys, you know, what they did in games and stuff, but I'm not a quarterback expert. I don't really know. Uh-huh. I mean, people who I respect really like Jaden Daniels for what he brings. I know you guys kind of cornered Dan Quinn in that little thing you did, that name association thing you did, when he referred to Daniels as a game changer. And defensive coaches love guys who run around and who are mobile like Jason Daniels because they have a hard time defending against him.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So do you actually think that was a tell, or do you think it was like a smokescreen? Like, you know what I mean? Did we just catch him off guard and he actually gave us his true thoughts?
I think he did. I mean, that's not the way it started. You didn't start out asking about quarterbacks, right?
Right. We kind of lulled him into it.
Yeah.
Somewhat brilliant by JP. I'll give him credit.
All right, so you're at spring training for the Nationals. I don't know what to make of the season. I don't know if we should be optimistic. It feels like next year we'll be really optimistic, but what should we make of this season?
Well, everyone in the building is disappointed that the ownership didn't spend more money this offseason. I think they're spending less than they did last season. And Rizzo's, you know, shopped at the thrift store. Hmm. He picked up Eddie Rosario, who's a good signing, on a minor league contract that's not guaranteed. I mean, when he's healthy and plays, he's a good player. But, the young group of players that you should be very excited about, you know, guys like Dylan Cruz and James Wood and others, they're not going to be up this year. The young pitching is not as exciting. Mackenzie Gore and Josiah Gray, I think, you know, still don't have the maturity. And when you have, you know, that pitching that can't go at least six innings into a game, then you tax the bullpen, and then you start a vicious cycle that lasts a long time during the season. So I'm not really optimistic because I don't think their pitching is going to be very good. I think they'll hit and score some runs, but I'm not particularly optimistic on the season. But again, they've never had a group of young, talented position players like they do right now in their system.
Right.
I mean, the future is bright, but it's just a couple years away.
Maybe longer.
That's what I think.
Well, I mean, James Wood has had an unbelievable spring through 15 games. He's hitting about, I don't know, 350. Had a couple more hits yesterday. I know he's a couple years away, probably a year away, but I would agree.
Might not be.
Yeah, they might call him up late this year, but
you think they want to retain control and all that?
He should be an opening day starter next year.
Right.
I would think so. I'll give you the guy who could wind up with, you know, maybe even when they go north, but if not then, at some point this season, is Trey Lindstrom, the kid from Urbana. He was like their minor league defensive player of the year last year. He can play different positions. He's a terrific third baseman, but they've been playing him at second base this camp, and they're really high on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really down on Luis Garcia, who's their second baseman right now.
That's not good.
So I wouldn't be surprised at some point if you see Trey Lindstrom with the Major League Club.
Well, yeah, they weren't happy with his weight and all that stuff, right?
Who, Garcia?
Yeah.
Didn't Mike call him out, say he had to be a pro?
But I thought he came back from the minors and he was real thin. I thought he had worked that out.
I thought it to an extent. Maybe he's reverted.
He's had a rough spring. He's made some errors, made some base running mistakes, the kind of things, you know, that drive managers crazy, like fumbles in football with a coach.
Right.
So, Tommy, how much longer are you posting up down there in Florida before you make your way north?
I'll be back on Wednesday, boys. It's a beautiful day down here, too. Mm. Gorgeous.
Who's pitching today, do you know?
Bob Feller. I don't know. It's spring training.
Tommy, you're down there following the team.
He doesn't care.
That's a funny
Bob Feller.
I liked it.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah, of course. Always.
Tom Lavero.
Guy loves him some Florida trips.
Does he have a place down there too?
I don't know.
I feel like he does.
I don't know if he Airbnbs it or what his deal is.
Right. Everybody's in Florida. My wife is in Florida.
Everybody's enjoying
in Florida.
Cacti Park of the Palm Beaches. It just rolls off the tongue.
Right.
Hey, I miss those spring training trips.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They were fun.
You know what I miss? Coffee beans. We don't even have coffee beans. Do you think we're going to go on a trip?
I do miss the ambulance coming because they thought you were a zombie going through the hallways in Florida. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
That was fun.
The annual trip to the woods.
Hey, quick question. So
you know what I love about the Full Swing when they do the overhead shots of the neighborhoods that, mm-hmm. and like the courses in the neighborhoods mm-hmm. that all these golfers live in? Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You love the flyover.
He loves the cover.
Nobody loves the cover more than
him. But doesn't that just make you sad? Like,
yeah, it makes me sad. Because I'll never have it.
You got a beautiful home.
He does.
It's not on an intercoastal.
He's not going to be.
Yeah, you're not going to be a baller.
There's levels, Chase.
It's not going to be on intercoastal.
Yeah, you're like upper middle class.
I did want to ask you, so you guys mentioned Full Swing last week, and you mentioned the API, which is the Arnold Palmer Invitation.
I couldn't have watched more of it than
I couldn't have watched any of it.
I think I saw the Scheffler win.
Yes, he did.
He ran away with it.
The only thing that I saw, other than that Scheffler won, was, and I already forgot which player it was. I think it went viral because that's how I saw it.
Let me guess. Jake Knapp had a 12.
No, one guy who looks like he maybe cheated, improved his line. What was your take on that?
You know, I was
the
arguing
ball
with,
was in there, and then he puts his club in, and he's kind of digging
Tom
it in.
Tom and I were arguing about it, right. But I didn't even see the clip. He just explained it to me.
Oh, you haven't seen it? The ball definitely moves.
Well, John Rahm did the same thing 2 years ago, and he got penalized.
It barely moves.
Two strokes.
Yeah, but
they're trying to say
he improved his lie, right, by putting the club down there a bunch of times. Isn't that – that's what Tom was arguing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it improved it.
It is outrageous.
It was still deep when he hit it.
It is an outrageous rule that if your ball rolls into a divot made by some hacker that played the hole before you, that you can't move it.
You have to suffer through
it. You got to hit it where it lies, even the big dirt spot.
That's why you got to replace your divots.
That's an awful rule. Change that rule immediately.
I don't like Wyndham Clark anymore.
Because?
Well, I think this is not the first time that he's done this, by the way. He did this at Pebble. When he won in a three-day event there where he walked past the ball to improve his lie. And also Wyndham Clark didn't get good until he was 30 years old.
Right.
And now he wants to limit.
No, he was a prodigy.
I know, but he didn't really hit until he was 30. It took him a while to learn how to win on PGA Tour, and now he wants to make it harder for younger players to be on the tour. He wants to limit the field to 100 players.
Well, did you watch the episode on Wyndham Clark on Full Swing?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, he was in a really bad spot, and he had to hire a sports psychologist. His mother died of breast cancer when he was in college. I mean, he went through a rough stretch, Valdez. I think you're killing him.
By the way, I don't think he did anything wrong here.
The ball barely moves.
He just tested his club. Yeah. He didn't do anything wrong.
And by the way, bogeyed the hole.
You guys are making a mountain. Tom Healy, too, making a mountain.
Oh, Healy. Healy's a nightmare sometimes. He always argues.
All right, coming up at 9:45, we got the morning matchup. Give you a chance to win some tickets to Wolf Trap as well as the Wizards. But next, it's the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.